An iconic figure in the Minnesota State Senate visited St. Cloud State University on Wednesday to talk about race, gender, and politics. Senator Patricia Torres-Ray spoke to students as part of the Women's Center Women on Wednesday series, which features diverse women addressing political, economic, social, and personal issues. She spoke to Husky students about the gender gap in the Senate and changes that will take place this election year that will increase the gap. Torres-Ray mentioned that out of the 67 Minnesota senators, only 23 are women, and this year, 9 retire or leave office.
We have a significant gender gap, and I don't think that there has been really a study or an intentional desire to analyze why we don't have more women running for office in the state of Minnesota and more women actually elected in office.
Torres-Ray is the first Latino woman to serve in the state Senate and was first elected in 2006. She has served in this position ever since, but it hasn't come without challenges.
A lot of the opportunities that I have not been given actually have to do with how people perceive my level of preparation, my ability to respond. I think because I am not a native speaker and I do have an accent, because I was not born in this country, and because I'm a woman and because I'm a minority, people feel that I may not be as prepared to really take those challenges. And so I have to prove myself every single time. You know, I have to demonstrate that I am actually capable of writing a good paper, that I am actually capable of producing a good policy paper, that I am actually very capable of conceptualizing policy and proposing policy.
Despite the challenges Torres-Ray was faced with as a woman of color in the Senate, she was motivated and determined enough to find ways to overcome them.
I had to work harder than others for almost everything that I have been able to accomplish so far. For me, one of the most important things that I've been able to do is just network with others to be able to kind of build collective power to move forward.
Finally, the senator encouraged young women interested in politics to seek opportunities that will help them succeed and not create extra expectations of themselves. Senator Torres-Ray's presentation took place at noon in the Atwood Memorial Center on the SCSU campus. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Karina Borash.